This is Cameron Chai from Azone Nano, and today I'm speaking to Ephraim Honig from Strem Chemicals. How are you today, Ephraim?
Great, thank you.
Excellent. So, Strem Chemicals, for anybody who's not familiar with your business, can you tell us a little bit about what you guys do?
Yes, sure. Well, Strem Chemicals was established in 1964. We're based in Newburyport, Massachusetts in the United States. We are a privately held manufacturer and marketer of specialty chemicals of high purity for research, development, and production. Our key products are things like catalysts, ligands, organometallics, metal carbonyls, and, of course, nanomaterials. We have about 4,000 products. And they're used particularly in the pharmaceutical industry, microelectronics industry, chemicals and petrochemical industries. And we also do some custom synthesis work, process development, and cGMP manufacturing for the pharma industry.
And even though you guys are based in the U.S., you sell all over the world?
Yes, certainly. We are a U.S.-based corporation, but we have a European headquarters in France. And because of the nature of research and development, it's a global industry. Our customer base is literally everywhere that research is conducted. So we serve all of the universities all over the world. We serve research institutes and then commercial companies as well.
And how did Strem get into the business of providing nanomaterials?
Well, it's an interesting story. You know, of course, nano became very hot several years ago. And since our customer base is a research customer base, we heard about it quite early on. We actually began manufacturing activities in nano in 2004 when we licensed some technology developed by Professor Dr. Bannemann, who was at that time at the Max Planck Institute in Germany. Now, the interesting thing with this technology is that it allowed us to manufacture a variety of metal-based nanoparticles, including things like colloids and magnetic fluids. There's also an interesting personal story with our entry into nanomaterials, and that is that we used the first product that we ever sold commercially, cobalt carbonyl, which we introduced in 1964. We used that material as a raw material to make Strem's very first nano product, which we made 40 years later. And that, of course, was cobalt nanoparticles, and that was made by the thermal decomposition of cobalt carbonyl. So kind of a nice internal personal success for us when we took our first product and introduced our first nano product. So, you know, today we have, you know, out of the 4,000 research and development products that we offer, about 70 of them are nanomaterials. And these are nanomaterials of many transition metals, also precious metals. And in addition to metals, we have, of course, metal oxides and mixed metal oxides also. And some of these nanomaterials are really, they're magnetic fluids. We offer them in a variety of different sizes, ranging from, you know, 1 nanometer and small up to 90. We also have a variety of different shapes. So we have nanospheres, we have rods, we have sheets, we have stars, we have necklaces. Almost sounds like a design company, but we're really a chemical company. And in addition to these various metallic-based nanomaterials, we also have some carbon-based nanomaterials, including carbon nanotubes. So that kind of gives you an overview of the range of nanoproducts that we carry.
Okay, and you guys obviously have a fairly big commitment now to pushing your business in the direction of nano. You recently expanded your efforts there and established a new laboratory in Europe. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Yes, yes, that's correct. Well, you know, as I said, as a U.S.-based company established in 1964, this is where our roots are. But more than 20 years ago, we established a European facility in France. And so logical progression to our initial foray into nano in 2004 in the U.S. was to then also open up a European effort. So at the end of 2008, we opened up our nanochemistry laboratory at the Institut de Science et d'Ingénierie Supermoléculaire. That's a mouthful. In short, we just like to call it the ISIS lab. And that's located at the University of Strasbourg in France. And of course, Our European headquarters is in Bischheim, France, which is not very far from the University of Strasbourg. That laboratory is headed by Dr. Nina Matusevich. She is a very experienced nanochemist and has a lot of expertise, specifically also in the area of nanomagnetic fluids. So the objective here is that Dr. Matusevich's lab is going to work closely, of course, with the U.S.-based lab. And we are now also working closely with Professor Dr. Helmut Bonnemann, who has now become a STREM consultant. There are some differences between the U.S. lab and the European lab. You know, the U.S. lab is doing both manufacturing and some product development. The more focused goal of the European lab is really to serve the R&D groups working in nano, really with custom-made nanostructured materials. So while the STREM catalog has some standard products and some standard nano products, the European facility will focus on really tailoring and tweaking the offering that we have for the specific applications of the R&D scientists worldwide. So we may be looking at things like core shell structures. We may be putting on linkers. We will use different kinds of surface coatings, really depending on the customer's specific need. And of course, this work is conducted under a secrecy agreement. And so we're excited that this activity started at the end of 2008.
STREM are probably best known for supplying nanomaterials and other research chemicals, but you also assist people to develop and distribute technologies. Can you tell us how you do that?
Yeah, okay, well, that's an interesting question. One of the roles that we play as a company that's serving the R&D community, and that's really a very important role of diffusing technology, and that includes, of course, patented technology. So, you know, we scour the literature, we go to trade shows and conferences, we speak to a lot of scientists, and we have all kinds of ideas of what new products we should introduce. And of course, we interface with the scientists both at academic institutions and in industry. And so companies will come to us, and we will go to companies that have and universities that have patented technology. And the business model that we use in terms of diffusing this technology is that we add this to our catalog, and we market it to our customers worldwide for research purposes. And the reason that these academics and industry collaborates with STREM is because of our access to the research and development market. And as I said earlier, our market is really a global market. So the way that this whole process works is we license the technology, we market the technology, we distribute the technology, and in R&D, of course, unlike production, it is critically important that the product is available quickly, because researchers have got many, many ideas, and if you can't ship a research product to them quickly, they're going to simply find some alternative. They'll use a different technology, or they'll focus on a different project. So we ship the research products to our customers. They work with the technology, the licensed technology that we have sent to them, and we generally ship these products from stock. And when one of our customers finds a hit and wants to take it to the next level and move on to some kind of commercial application, then we hook them up with the collaborator that we're working with that has a patent on the technology. Now, if it happens to be technology that we have developed, then of course you don't have to go through this additional licensing step. And we have many different products which you know, are not covered by patents, or which are covered by trade secrets. So that particular step does not need to take place. But the diffusion of technology is certainly a critically important role that we play, and we're happy to do so. So that's kind of the basic business model.
It sounds like STREM are constantly developing new nanomaterials and technologies. If there's anyone out there from academia or industry that is looking for some technology to facilitate their nanotech project, how can they get in contact with you, Ephraim?
Well, the quickest and easiest way to contact us and to get more information about the company and our products is simply to go to our website, www.strem.com. That's STREM. And we've enhanced our website and provided more information specifically about nanomaterials as well as the rest of our products on the website. So there's a lot of technical content there. We have things like material safety data sheets. We have technical notes. We have certificates of analysis. There's also a literature section under the product resources that highlights a variety of different applications, both for the nano-related products and the non-nano-related products. And for any scientist that wants to order a product immediately, they can actually order online. It's very easy to set up a new account. And also just to generate emails from the site directly to us, where we'd be very happy to answer any questions that the audience may have.
All right, Ephraim, that sounds very interesting, and like you said, for anybody out there who might be searching for some nanotechnology to license, now know where to go.
Great. Well, thanks very much, Cameron, and we're very happy with our collaboration with AZO Nano.
Thanks very much for your kind words, Ephraim, and we look forward to speaking to you next time.